And Warwick Hadfield joins us now for some more sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In gymnastics, a silver medal for Australia's Emma Nedov at the World Cup in Melbourne yesterday.
Yeah, an interesting person, young Emma. She fills in her spare time in between training and making a living by shooting commercials. She finished second to 15-year-old Shaiting Zhao from China. When you have a look at her, the video footage of her, you'd have to say she's the next little big thing on the beam. Then none of these gymnasts are particularly big people, but she's been coming through for China for a little while. Anyway, the silver medal followed the bronze medal, another Australian bronze medal, to Georgia Rose Brown. That was on the uneven bars on Saturday. Brown is a Commonwealth Games silver medalist. She finished behind China's Yilin Fan, who's twice been the world champion, as well as winning an Olympic Games bronze medal. So some pretty stiff competition there for those two young Australians, but they've done pretty well, bronze and silver.
Yeah, excellent work. And in rugby union, the Queensland women have humiliated the Melbourne Rebels 17 tries to nil.
As God. My dad would say, Fran, it wasn't a game, it was a shame. And it's obviously embarrassing for the Rebels, but 112-0 the final score. But it's embarrassing too for the overall Super W competition. They only have four teams. Mm. And it wasn't just the Rebels who didn't show up on Saturday. New South Wales thrashed the Brumbies 26-0. Better news for the Brumby fellas, though. Even without David Pocock, they had a good win over a New Zealand side, the Chiefs from Waikato. And, you know, generally amid signs that in the men's game, Australian rugby might just be stirring, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend.
Warwick had